This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. In the aftermath of the Florida school shooting, the transformation of America's left into a deranged, lunatic mob is now complete. They are now a deranged mob, a liberal mob. And here's why. And CNN is part of this, and CNN is invoking this mob anger. CNN hosted a town hall. It was 100% staged. It was fake. The lines, the questions that were asked by the students were scripted. This has come out from one of the students. We've covered it on Natural News. CNN has a long history of using plants, that is, puppets, you know, planted questions or planted people in the audience. They've done it dozens of times in just the last few years, well documented. They give questions to, heck, they gave questions to Hillary Clinton in advance of the presidential debate. They cheated and allowed her to cheat. I mean, CNN fakes everything. CNN has no ethics whatsoever. CNN is fake news. CNN hates America. CNN's run by communists, actual communists like Chris Cuomo, and the most malicious, dishonest people ever to appear in journalism, such as Jake Tapper. CNN is the enemy of the people of America. And CNN is willfully and deliberately inciting mass violence. At that town hall, Jake Tapper sat back and allowed an audience member to attack the NRA spokeswoman, Dana Loesch, I think is her name. And the crowd rushed the stage and chanted, "Burn her!" That's how insane this has become. The crowd booed a rape victim who used a firearm in her defense, or advocates using firearms in defense of women. The crowd was a deranged lunatic mob incited by CNN. CNN is inciting violence all across America. They are doing it through fake news. They are doing it with social engineering. They are running fake stories, fake statistics. They claim there have been 18 school shootings in 2018. There have not. It's a complete lie. Many media outlets claim that the NRA trained the Florida school shooter, Nicholas Cruz. An absolute lie. The NRA did not train him in any way whatsoever. Just a complete fabrication. They make these things up and they push them out there in order to incite anger and hatred and violence. And this is now beginning to resemble the Salem witch trials. We are talking about mass hysteria. We're talking about uncontrolled, delusional, emotional rage on the left. They have abandoned reason and rationality. They now argue against defensive measures that can protect students in our schools. They do not want the students protected. So they've abandoned rationality and reason. Logic has no place in anything, in any thought process of a liberal. They are now driven entirely by seething rage and anger. They have been turned into angry animals. It's the animalistic side that is now being invoked and supported by CNN. It's being fueled by CNN. The left has become an obedience cult of deranged lunatics. It's a lunatic liberal mob right now. That's what the left has become in America. They want to kill the spokeswoman of the NRA. They want to kill Donald Trump. They want to kill conservative speakers who dare to speak at universities. And every time they do, there's a raging lunatic mob that's trying to literally murder them. This is what the left has become. Antifa, left-wing terrorist group, openly derailing trains, calling for mass murder, talking about how they're going to set up traps to trap conservatives on the street so they can attack them with knives and clubs and spiked baseball bats. The left has become a deranged lunatic mob, a liberal mob. There's a website called liberalmob.com that I publish. You'll see many examples there. There's another one that you got to check out. It's actually a bigger site, leftcult.com. Check out leftcult.com for daily coverage of the deranged lunatic cultism of the left and how dangerous they have become to America. You know what's especially shocking about all this is this is no longer the realm of political debate. You can't debate with irrational, deranged lunatics. They do not want to debate. They just want to silence everyone who disagrees with them. They're not willing to have a debate about gun control. They don't even understand the Second Amendment. They don't understand what the definition of an assault rifle is. They don't understand how guns work. They don't understand why school-free zone signs don't stop mass murderers. It doesn't even compute to your average liberal. That's how incredibly stupid they are. Trying to debate with the leftists is like trying to teach a pigeon how to play chess. It just wastes your time, and it annoys the pigeon, and they crap all over the chessboard. That's all this is. Trying to debate with a liberal is like banging your head against the wall, hoping the wall will understand. It's so stupid. Liberals are so deranged. They're so out of their minds. There's nothing left to be said. And you know, what's especially disturbing about all of this is throughout world history, when this has happened before, this is the run-up to the Civil War. What is a Civil War? It's when people who have such strong disagreements might be within a country that used to be unified, but now they have such strong disagreements that they cannot even have a civil conversation with each other anymore. A civil war is where one side or maybe both sides believes that shooting each other is their last remaining option. And that's sad because no one wants to see bloodshed. But the left has decided they will not engage in reason. They will not engage in debate. They will not engage in real news. They will not engage in actual journalism. They will silence their political enemies. They will call for the murder of their political enemies. They will do anything and everything. They will lie. They will cheat. They will defraud America. They will do anything necessary to gain political power and to oppress and silence their political enemies. And if they have to even make sure a few school shootings happen, they're more than happy to take advantage of the political traction that they get from those events. Why do you think the left has refused to have armed guards in the public schools? And they've said, no, we'll just put signs on the schools that are basically magnets for mass shootings. They're basically the signs that say, this is a gun-free zone. Basically, they're saying to the bad guys, come shoot us here because we are totally unarmed. That's what the signs say. And the leftists want those signs. It's like they want a certain number of school shootings because they get so much political traction from it. They get all the outrage and they get people whipped up into anti-gun narratives. And they evoke all this anger and mass hysteria. And that's what the left is. They need a convenient enemy. And the enemy they've chosen is every gun owner in America, who are, by the way, mostly law-abiding citizens, patriots, people who love their country, people who would defend children. And yet those people are required to be disarmed if they enter a school because it's a gun-free zone. That's why I don't go into schools, by the way, because I'm not taking off my gun. I go into the airports with a loaded weapon all the time, because it's legal to do so, because I have a concealed carry permit. You walk around the Austin airport with a firearm loaded on your hip, concealed, extra magazines on your hip, no problem. I do it all the time. It's legal. I go into the Austin Capitol building, the state of Texas Capitol building, with a loaded gun all the time. Why? They want you to. It's legal. You show them your concealed carry permit. You show the sheriff's deputies right there, whoever they are. I don't know what branch they're part of, but they welcome you right in. You carry a loaded weapon into the Austin State Capitol building with a permit, you know, with a concealed carry, and they'd love it. Because you're there, you could help out if there was a crazy, mad person, psycho lunatic, who wanted to shoot up a bunch of lawmakers in Austin. They would be stopped by concealed carry citizens like myself and many others. That's why I don't go into schools, because I'm not taking off my gun and making myself a target for some insane mass shooter when I don't have any way to shoot back. It's just common sense, but the left doesn't understand that. There's a lot more to be said on this. Read my website, naturalnews.com, and also newstarget.com. beware, CNN is driving us into a civil war. CNN is whipping up incredible seething anger and hatred among the zombie left, the idiotic, moronic left that has, you can't reason with them. They are beyond help. They are lunatics. It's a lunatic liberal mob that's now coming for you, coming for your rights, coming for your guns, coming for your freedoms, coming for your country. And sadly, I predicted this before, this is probably going to end up in a civil war. You're going to have to defend your nation. You're going to have to defend your life. You're going to have to defend your liberties. So I just want to alert every American out there to be ready if that unfolds. Do not surrender to these lunatics, these deranged zombie lunatics on the left, because they will stop at nothing. They want you to be exterminated. They want you to be destroyed. They do not believe you have any right to exist. There will come a day that you will have to defend yourself against them. And when that day comes, do not hesitate, because you are saving your life, your country, your liberty, and your future. And that's the truth that needs to be stated. And I'm not going to kowtow to these people and silence my speech when this is exactly what needs to be said. So pray for this country, everyone. Obey the law. Protect your rights. Support local law enforcement. Protect your nation. Be safe. And when the day comes that you need to defend your nation, do not hesitate to do so. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.